Men competing in women's sports, trusting in the promises of God, Christianity in a negative world, the 2024 elections, the fad-driven church. Some of your favorite guests will address these topics at the 2024 Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference, Friday, July 12th and Saturday, July 13th at Concordia University, Chicago. Learn more at issuesetc.org or by calling 618-223-8385. Making the Case July 12th and 13th in River Forest, Illinois.
Previous generations, by and large, got it right, that it's about family and marriage over career and money.
Which once again just teaches us one of the major laws of these podcasts. Politics is real. Religion, religious liberty, even the First Amendment, not so real.
Anytime the screen is on, talk time between parent and child goes down by 85%. Turn off your screens. Put your phones down. The iPad is not a pacifier.
On earth as it is in heaven, we pray that every time we pray the Lord's Prayer. And I think Jesus gave us that prayer to recognize that He is the link between heaven and earth. And wherever He is, those two things are joined together.
This is John in Michigan. And as a Lutheran high school teacher, I love listening to and using Issues Etc. in my classroom.
If you want to know what's coming in terms of the agenda of the gender ideologues, you can look here in the U.S. It's in strong evidence everywhere, especially academia and government, but you can also look to other countries where that ideology has caught fire. What they're attempting to do there, sometimes it's just an attempt, may indicate where we need to mount the front lines as we continue to battle gender ideology. Welcome back to Issues Etc., coming to you live from the studios of Lutheran Public Radio in Collinsville, Illinois. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in. We're going to be talking with Tim Gagline about a failed attempt to remove the word mother from Ireland's constitution. Then John Daniel Davidson joins us. He's author of the new book, Pagan America, The Decline of Christianity and the Dark Age to Come. We'll talk about the paganization of America. Tim Gagline is Vice President of Government and External Relations at Focus on the Family in Washington, D.C., formerly served as Deputy Director of White House Office of Public Liaison for President George W. Bush. He's author of the book, Toward a More Perfect Union, The Moral and Cultural Case for Teaching the Great American Story, and a recent column for The Federalist titled Irish Voters Defeat Leftist Referendum to Remove Mother from the Constitution. Tim, welcome back.
Todd, it's always great to be with you, and thank you so much.
Tell us about this recent proposed change in the Irish Constitution.
Well, this is dramatic, and it seems to me it's the best illustration of what you shared as we began this segment together, because believe it or not, in the Irish Constitution, there is a beautiful biblical definition of marriage. There is also in the Irish Constitution a beautiful biblical definition of motherhood and mothers. And believe it or not, the Irish people were asked to vote very recently to abolish both of these definitions, to literally erase them from the Irish Constitution. Tom Wolfe, the great novelist, once said, there will come a moment when the American novel, or novels in general, will no longer be necessary because the absurdity of reality will become overpowering. And Todd, I'm sorry to say, we have entered that era with the Irish people, praise God, defeating the option of erasing mothers from their constitution or erasing families from their constitution, but that does not mean that this referendum or this idea in any manner is over. This is only the opening shot.
How was the proposed change part of really a larger agenda to erase the distinctions between men and women?
Well, there has been a radicalism that has shifted into high gear in Ireland. And I think it's fair to say that most people of goodwill on either side of any ideological chasm never would have thought that Ireland would have been a bellwether, but it is. Of all the Western European countries, it is the one with France that has moved most decidedly and most rapidly to the left. I won't go into other ballot initiatives and other issues, in that nation, which have been really shocking to see in an otherwise historically Catholic country. But I think we know from historic precedent that when those guardrails are lifted, it goes fast. And I think it's fair to say that most people in Ireland, most people, even 10 years ago, never would have thought that a ballot initiative to erase the definition of mothers or families from the Constitution ever would have been contemplated, much less voted on.
Why do gender ideologues think it's necessary to undermine the natural family?
Well, this is the largest historic question, and they have really kicked it into overdrive. Because the gender ideologues, of course, have decided that the first and most heaviest target is the natural nuclear family. And in fact, they have made it very clear, because they've told us so, that not just in Western or Eastern or Central Europe, but also in the United States, they have made it very clear that their number one issue next to abortion is the issue of taking aim at the natural nuclear family, to erase the concept objectively of what constitutes a mother, of what constitutes a father, and frankly, Todd, of what constitutes biology. We are in a new territory, and I think that the Irish referendum is something that should open up everybody's eyes.
How did modern feminism, in many ways, pave the way for this gender ideology?
I'm really pleased to have you say that, because that is absolutely where this begins. Feminism, beginning, frankly, in the 19-teens and 20s, were setting a predicate that would eventually open up all the other possibilities. And when feminism began its first major foray in the late 50s and early 60s, going into high gear in the late 1960s, they were really taking us on the road to utopia. The whole idea was to erase the memory, to erase the idea of what constitutes womanhood, motherhood, marriage, frankly, fatherhood. And when that happened, as so many of the early anti-feminists made clear, when that happened, there were kind of prophetic voices that said, if you begin over there with this cauldron of radical feminism, you will ultimately end up trying to erase the concept of motherhood, concept of family, the things that we're talking about. And here we are, and it's only the early part of the 21st century.
Are there some traditional liberals who are beginning to see the dangers of gender ideology?
By all means. And I think it's fair to say, just to use one example, that nobody would have guessed that the tennis player Martina Navratilova, who was one of the trailblazers, in one of the greatest women tennis players in the history of the game, a European by birth, no one would have ever thought that she would have joined in this debate, and frankly, on the major gender questions, in a way that often puts her in an uneasy alliance with otherwise traditionalists or conservatives. But I think that many people of goodwill, even in the progressive left, have seen that there's an area where it just goes too far. We've seen this in girls and women's sports. We've seen this in parts of the trans debate. And now, of course, we're seeing it bubble all the way up to the major impact on what language says in constitutions when it comes to the objective definition of something like a mother or father, a family, etc. As I say, this is really only the beginning, and it's actually quite heartening to know that we have untraditional allies who have said this far and no farther.
Tim Gagelein is our guest, Vice President of Government and External Relations at Focus on the Family in Washington, D.C. On the other side, will the resounding defeat of this amendment in Ireland stop activists?
This week on The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, we continue on in Galatians with Paul opposes Peter, crucified with Christ. Abraham believed God. The difference between the law and the gospel, and priority of the promise. Join me, Pastor Will Wheaton, for The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, your daily 15-minute verse-by-verse Bible study on demand. Listen at thewordendures.org or your favorite podcast provider.
Hello, this is Roy Askins, editor of the Lutheran Witness. One of our goals is to help you, as I say all the time, interpret the world from a Lutheran perspective, and that includes interpreting our contemporary culture and the major writings that have informed it. If you haven't already, you need to check out the Lutheran Witness website and see our series on literary reflections, where we have commented on works such as Huckleberry Finn, To Kill a Mockingbird, the writings of Jane Austen, and more. Visit witness.lcms.org/series to read the whole thing. The Lutheran Witness, helping you interpret the world from a Lutheran perspective.
Contending for truth in an age of anti-truth. You're listening to Issues, Etc.
Many educational institutions are governed by the whims of culture and are increasingly hostile to the Word of God. In contrast, Faith Lutheran School in Plano, Texas, provides classical Lutheran education rooted in God's Word for students preschool through grade 12. Simply put, we equip students to stand firm in the faith through solid education focused on wisdom and virtue. We offer in-person instruction as well as live online classes for remote learning. To learn more, visit flsplano.org, flsplano.org.
They've met with the pastor week after week. He's taught them our precepts and Christ Jesus to seek. He shared the law of our God, which we strive to keep, the prayers, the creeds, and the sacraments deep. Now these young saints are right to partake in Christ's body and blood, all for his sake. A gift you are seeking to commemorate this? Ad Crucem has just what you won't want to miss. We've got icons, art, ornaments, jewelry, and more, greeting cards, crucifixes, posters, gifts galore. Your catechized friend will love what you give and treasure the gift all the days that they live.
Welcome back. I'm Todd Wilkin. This is Issues, Etc. We're talking about a failed attempt to remove the word mother from Ireland's constitution. Tim Gagline is our guest, author of the book Toward a More Perfect Union, The Moral and Cultural Case for Teaching the Great American Story, and a recent column for The Federalist titled Irish Voters Defeat Leftist Referendum to Remove Mother from Constitution. Lutherans for Life and Why for Life invite you to attend a conference on gender brokenness next month. Hope for Healing is April 19th and 20th in Irvine, California. Learn more and register at y4life.org, y4life.org. Tim, do you think that the resounding defeat of this amendment in Ireland is going to stop activists' efforts to impose this ideology in Western states?
Well, Todd, as you know from our many wonderful discussions through the years, I'm an incorrigible optimist. But on this question, I have to be very, very realistic. And I think the answer is no. And in fact, those who have been pushing ballot initiatives or constitutional changes like this have proven that they are tireless for the kind of redefinitions that we have seen as this one in Ireland. And in fact, those who headed and spearheaded this effort, the ones who designed both the tactics and the strategy, have already been up front. They have said that they believe they have a messaging problem, a communication problem, but that ultimately they feel confident in time the people of Ireland will go along with them. And my sense now, and I think we're all, you know, having been frightfully awakened to the kind of radical nature of what we've seen in Ireland, I think we have to say that we have now been put on notice that the ideas of Marx and Nietzsche and Freud and Darwin, this idea matrix that has left us over time up to this moment, it's real. And these people view this as a new orthodoxy, a new religion, the kind of repaganization of the West. And mothers, fathers, families, they are the ones that are caught in the crosshair.
Why should this issue in Ireland matter to Americans?
Well, it's just the case that the major social, moral, cultural temperament of Western Europe eventually comes right across the Atlantic. And we have seen this time and time again. In fact, many of the major social issues that bedeviled America, really beginning in the late 1960s, almost all of them, Todd, were in one form or the other born in Europe, sometimes as much as 25 years beforehand. I mentioned some of the European thinkers a moment ago, Nietzsche, Freud, Darwin, Marx, all Europeans who were doing so much of their intellectual legwork in Western Europe, but with the preparation that eventually would come to the rest of the developed world. It took a while, but in the light of history, it's a small period of time between the 19th century and the 21st, especially for radical ideas of this nature. So I think we've been put on guard, and I think that what we've seen in Ireland is only the beginning of much bigger things to come.
Do you think that the average American understands the dangers of gender ideology?
I think that the average American is learning it. And I think that the trans and the progressive matrix, as I say, had a lot of success up to but before the major sports debate regarding girls and women. I think when the American people began to internalize that this was not just a theoretical debate in faculty lounges at the higher learning, so-called, but that it actually impacted their daughters and their granddaughters and their nieces, they began to see that this is a real thing and that girls and women's sports is only one component of this. And I take heart that from the most reliable empirical data, the most reliable surveys, the most reliable polls nationwide, even in otherwise monochromatically blue states, we are finding early data sets that show that increasingly the American people agree with us on these issues. And I take heart from that, yes.
Tim Gagline is Vice President of Government and External Relations at Focus on the Family in Washington, D.C., formerly served as Deputy Director of the White House Office of Public Liaison for President George W. Bush. He's author of the book, Toward a More Perfect Union, The Moral and Cultural Case for Teaching the Great American Story, and a recent column for The Federalist titled Irish Voters Defeat Leftist Referendum to Remove Mother from the Constitution. You'll find a link to this column and to Tim's book on the Talk on Demand Archives page at issuesetc.org. Tim, thank you very much.
Holy Week blessings, Todd, and thank you so much.
When we come back, Daniel David Johnson joins us. We're going to be talking with him about the paganization of America, continuation of a conversation we started last week. I'm Todd Wilkin. Stay tuned. What can we learn from Old Testament prophet Samuel on how to endure through tumultuous times? Find out in the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for March, Unfailing, God's Assurance for Times of Change. This book is published by Concordia Publishing House. Their phone number, 1-800-325-3040. Or learn more about Unfailing at issuesetc.org. Unfailing, God's Assurance for Times of Change, the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for March.
Teaching your student to read should not be complicated. Memoria Press's phonics uses common sense and the classical approach with their First Start Reading program for the most effective and efficient way to teach your child how to read. If you're interested in learning more, visit them at memoriapress.com and use the coupon code LPR24 at checkout. Memoria Press, saving Western civilization one student at a time.
Mount Olive Lutheran Church in Duluth, Minnesota would like to invite you to join us Sunday mornings at 9:30. Whether you are visiting our beautiful city or live here, we have liturgical worship that shares Jesus with you. We're easy to find at 20th Avenue East and Superior Street, and also offer Bible classes at 8:25 Sunday mornings with Sunday school September through May. Check out our website for other Bible study times, visit or call 218-724-2500.
America's tradition of liberty depends on having colleges and universities that equip young people for the responsibilities of freedom. At Concordia University Chicago, freedom is a pillar of our education. We prepare our students to live as free, self-governing citizens. I'm Dr. Rachel Ferguson, Director of the Free Enterprise Center at Concordia Chicago. I invite you to visit us. Discover what it means for freedom to become a pillar of your future. Learn more at cuchicago.edu.
Lutheranism in the Public Square. You're listening to Issues Etc. Not only does our church need men right now, but the world needs men who will proclaim the gospel in its purity.
Issues Etc. regular guest, Dr. Peter Scare, Associate Professor of New Testament at Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne, Indiana.
If when you go to sleep at night, you're thinking about it, my experience with it is this, is that thought won't go away. So if you're going to bed at night thinking about following our Lord and becoming a preacher of this gospel, then I would love if you could come and visit Fort Wayne, our campus. We'd love to show you around and show you what it is that we do.
Have you ever considered becoming a pastor? Contact Concordia Theological Seminary, Fort Wayne, Indiana at 1-800-481-2155, 800-481-2155, or visit ctsfw.edu. Christ-centered, cross-focused, Concordia Theological Seminary, Fort Wayne, Indiana.